Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and fellow members of the House, Iowa currently has some tax incentives specifically targeted to web search portal businesses. The exemption applies to the sales price on computers and other related equipment necessary to operate a web search portal business. Businesses had to invest more than $200 million, and they had to purchase or lease land in Iowa for the project before December the 31st, 2008. The exemption applies to property other than land and buildings, including computers and related equipment, but the property had to be utilized by the business that qualified for the web search portal exemption. The sales tax refund also applied to the sales price on fuel and electricity that was used to operate an IT facility. Google and Microsoft projects, we all recall those projects, each qualified for both the full sales tax exemption and the property tax exemption for the web search portal business. Because of the requirement that a web search portal business purchase land in the state before December the 31st of 2008, no more businesses can qualify for the exemption. In addition, the existing exemptions are specific to web search portal businesses, and they would not necessarily cover all businesses, especially data center or internet-related industries. What this bill actually does is it adds a new subsection that creates incentives for data center businesses modeled on existing incentives for the web search portals and the IT facilities. The bill provides a graduated scale of incentives based on the relative size of the investment a business makes in our state. Large investments on the scale of Microsoft and Google qualify for similar incentives, a full sales tax exemption and a property tax exemption on equipment and electricity. The exemption is now available for data center businesses instead of no more narrowly focused web search portal businesses. To qualify, the business has to be a data center business. They have to have a physical location in the state that is at least 5,000 square feet in size. It has to be used for the operation and the maintenance of the data center business. They have to have a minimum investment of $200 million within the first 6 years of operation in Iowa, beginning with the date the data center business initiates site preparation activities. They have to comply with sustainable design and construction standards that are established by the State Building Code Commissioner. And they have to meet 80% of the minimum investment amount within the first 6 years of operation from the date the data center business initiates site preparation activities. And failure to do so results in the data center losing the right to claim the exemptions. And the data center has to pay all sales or use tax that would have been due on the purchase or rental or use of the items listed in the exemption, plus any applicable penalty and interest imposed by the statute. The business investing more than $5 million in a rehab building or $10 million in new construction, but less than $200 million is eligible for a 50% sales tax refund. The refund is available for varying periods of time, with the length of time determined by the amount of the investment. A refund of 50% of the sales or use tax upon the sales price of all sales of fuel used in creating heat, power and steam for processing or generating electric current, or from the sale of electricity consumed by the computers, machinery, or other equipment for operation of the data center business facility. If you make an investment of $200 million, you're looking at a full 100% sales exemption. It covers computers and equipment, backup fuel, electricity, has to be 500 square feet, and it is a permanent incentive. If you're looking at $136 million to $200 million investment, we're looking at 50% refund. And that covers computers and equipment, backup fuel, electricity. Still, we're looking at 5,000 square feet, and the time period is 7 years. If it's $73 million to $136 million, we're looking at 50% refund. That refund covers computers and equipment, backup fuel, electricity, 5,000 square feet. Time period is 10 years. If we're looking at $5 million to $73 million rehab, or a $10 million to $73 million new construction, we're looking at 50%, and we're looking at covering computers and equipment, backup fuel, electricity, still 5,000 square feet, and we're looking at a time period of 15 years. If it's $1 million to $5 million rehab, and $1 million to $10 million new, 50% refund, and that applies only to fuel and electricity, size is not required, but the time period is 5 years. The refund may be obtained by, number one, you've got to use forms furnished by the department. You have to separately list the amounts of sales and use tax paid. It has to be done within 3 months after the end of each fiscal refund year, and 50% of the amount of tax charged in the billings. The applicant has to request when the refund begins, but it must start on the first day of a month, and it has to proceed for a continuous 12-month period. The refund applies only to state sales and use tax paid. It does not apply to the local option sales and service tax. The Act providing the sales and use tax refunds apply to sales and use tax paid on or after July 1, 2009. Mr. Speaker, this concludes my opening remarks.
Is there discussion? There are no amendments. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative Forrestal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The lady from Black Hawk did an excellent job of describing this bill. It's a very good bill. Please support it.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the lady from Black Hawk, Representative Kelly, for closing remarks in House File 824.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'd like to thank Representative Forrestal and Steckman for their work on this bill, but I'd also like to thank Representative Rance for his persistence in helping me move this bill forward. When we started this process, there were just 5 projects in the pipeline. Currently, we've got 11 projects in the pipeline with an estimated on the first 5 projects of 300 jobs. Those salaries range from $40,000 to $70,000 with an investment of approximately $1 billion in capital. This is what I call progressive legislation. No other state currently has a refund of this nature specifically for data centers that we have found. This is to spur a function of business, not a type of business. It should provide an opportunity to further diversify the economic base of Iowa. This piece of legislation creates jobs, which should be this legislative body's focus. Creating jobs is so important in this economy. Mr. Speaker, this concludes my closing remarks, and I would ask that House File 824 be read for the third and last time and placed on its passage.